Good morning. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Pardon the little program situation. That was a pre-recorded sneak peek, I guess you could call it, of a show that I have planned for some time in the near future. Did not know that was scheduled to program because we are doing a live show today. However, yeah, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to a live show of Discolly. Super excited to be here this morning, and super excited to obviously bring you guys, as I have already stated, a new artist, new music, and just a fun time, because that's what we're here for. Before I get into it, I do want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting off the unceded, traditional, and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Once again, apologies for the hiccup. It is not whatever date I said in that intro. It is September 13th, 2024, right a little bit past 11 in the morning. And yeah, if you're just joining us right now, we are starting off Discolly. If you don't know how this show works, basically for about half of the show, we talk about a pretty mainstream artist, someone who is pretty well known. I mean, today we're doing someone who's really, really well known. And we just kind of talk about their discography, their albums, who they are, their artistry, their literally call it what you want. But we just yap about them and their whole lore. And then for about the other half of the show, we talk about a pretty, like, yeah, low-key artist, a little bit underground or a little bit, like, less known by the public eye. And then, yeah, we just get to know them and their discography as well. Once again, we are doing a live show today, and we have chosen, call it what you want, because I have brought back my guests from last week, because it's always a fun time to have them here, but I have brought back Lila. Hi, Lila. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
I did want to start off, before we get into it, with the little introduction that The Weeknd, because that's who we're going to be doing today, that The Weeknd has in starting off his album, just because I think it's so iconic and just kind of the vibe that is CITR, because the main vibe off the album is that it's kind of this like different universe and different world that he calls Dawn FM, and kind of making it seem like it's a dream.
Totally.
So I'm going to play that and we'll be right back. It's not exactly a song, but it's more like an introduction, but it's always fun.
Listening to 103.5 Dawn FM. You've been in the dark for way too long. It's time to walk into the light and accept your fate with open arms. Scared? Don't worry. We'll be there to hold your hand and guide you through this painless transition. But what's the rush? Just relax and enjoy another hour of commercial-free music on 103.5 Dawn FM. Stay tuned.
So, as stated there, it's the whole vibe is basically kind of like a radio station, like 103.5 Dawn FM. You are not listening to 103.5 FM. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. So, just clarification on that if you are just joining us today. But yeah, basically the whole entire vibe of the album that we're going to be talking about is kind of that, this alternate universe. I think his deluxe is called Alternate World, Dawn FM Alternate World. But yeah, so we're going to go through that. We're going to first talk a little bit about who The Weeknd is, what he has done, how he got started, and just kind of get on that vibe. So, Lila, is there anything you know about The Weeknd that you want to bring up to start?
I know his name is Abel, and I'm totally going to butcher this, but maybe like Tesfaye?
Yeah, so his full name is Abel Mekonnen Tesfaye. I want to say Tesfaye.
I feel like
that's the most appropriate try. He's born February 16th, 1990. So that makes him 34 years old in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. So he is a fellow Canadian. I feel like most people may know that. Maybe not. maybe. I feel like it might just
him
be
him and
like
Justin Bieber are like the big.
Yeah, him and Justin Bieber are like the big like Toronto like raw represent, you know. Mm-hmm. He's a singer-songwriter, businessman, multi-talented music producer, and actor with his own record label called EXO Records under Republic Records that he actually, this might have been a me thing, but I didn't know that existed as in like EXO Records until like not that long ago.
Like as its own thing?
But like it also started like long ago.
Like I feel like, well, I was going to mention this, is I feel like the EXO kind of brand was, or like it's like EXO is like his fan
base. It's been his thing.
So yeah, I actually didn't know it was.
But I just didn't know it was like that like long ago. Like EXO Records started in about like 2011.
Oh, so like kind of near his.
Like, yeah, I guess like maybe the idea started in that year and maybe it wasn't solidified until after. Mm. But like he's had it for a bit. But he basically just dabbles in the genres of pop, alternative, R&B, and new wave music. Abel began his career as an anonymous artist on YouTube in 2009. And he later gained a lot of attention because Drake tweeted about one of his songs. I feel like that's a lot of people's like origin stories. It's like some famous person says, oh, this song is dope.
Yeah.
Posts about it, raves about it. And then people are like, whoa.
Kind of like recently, like Beyonce name dropped Ray as like one of her favorite.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I can see that. I think it was in her GQ.
Interview.
She said, oh, I'm really into Ray. And then she like named Victoria Monet and like all these other people.
Yeah.
So that's basically, yeah, that's definitely how some people get their little like break. Fandom base and then their break, as well as like how they kind of grow. But he actually studied at the University of Toronto.
Oh, little
he prided himself a lot in being part of the Black Students Association of the University of Toronto. And he was like really, really into that until he just started to take his music a little bit more serious. In 2013, he released his first studio album called Kissland, which, to be fair, I will say that's like my lowest streamed album of his. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because it's the debut. Maybe because I just think the other albums are better. Or maybe it's because I didn't get into the Weeknd until like maybe even Starboy, maybe even After Hours. Because like obviously we knew all of these songs out of Beauty.
Yeah.
Beauty Behind the Madness.
Also, like, thematically and tonally, it's just so different compared to Don FM and stuff. So,
yeah, that's
if that's what you, like, started listening to him for, like...
No, definitely. So, that was released in 2013. And then Beauty Behind the Madness, which has had his, honestly, breakthrough song, maybe? Because that's how, like, I got to know him. Can't Feel My Face.
Okay, yeah.
That was released in 2015.
And The Hills, no?
The Hills, yes. But, like, I just, like... Can't Feel My Face was just like, that was like the song.
Totally.
That's like the song that you found on like the YouTube Rewind.
Yeah.
Do you remember YouTube Rewinds?
I do.
Those were like hits. I miss those, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Then Starboy was released in 2016, and then he took like a quote unquote break between 2016 and 2020 to release his next studio album, which is when he released My Dear Melancholy, which I didn't know this, but it's an EP.
Yeah, it's only like six songs or something.
I fully thought it was an album.
No, yeah. It has I Was Never There with Swedish House Mafia, right?
Yeah, and then it also has Often.
Oh, yeah. No, right? That's Starboy, I thought, but maybe not. Okay, fact check me.
Guys,
on
this is crazy. let me just do a little quick.
Clearly still waking up.
Oh, yeah, I am lying to you. Oh, it's Call Out My Name. My Name. Anyway, so I am wrong. Pardon me. But yeah, so he released My Dear Melancholy in 2018 as an EP. And then right at the beginning of the pandemic, right in like about March, I think 20th of 2020, he released After Hours, which I think that's when he actually set the standard of what it means to be like a pop superstar or any type of like superstar when it comes to the music industry, because I don't think he actually because still that record hasn't been broken, but like Katy Perry still holds the record with the most number one singles in one album, which is Teenage Dream. She has 5 number one singles on there. After Hours didn't do that, but it did come with the song Blinding Lights, which that song is the most streamed song ever.
Really?
Ever in Spotify history.
Wow.
Like ever. I think it passed.
I didn't know that.
Was it 100 bit? I might be lying.
Yeah, it was in the billions for sure.
I don't know what happened, but I remember like they made his like own little trophy.
No way.
You remember he posted about it? They made like an own little trophy with I think like him just standing on something or whatever.
Yeah.
And it like acknowledged how many streams he had passed and like the first one to pass this many streams. I think, no, it was definitely not just 1 billion. It was like 10 billion or 100 billion. I don't even know.
Was that like before or after it went off on TikTok? Because wasn't there a trend?
It was after. Yeah, so it grew, obviously, it being just a regular song because it was a good song.
Mm.
And then it went off on TikTok. I think there was like a dance to it. I vaguely remember doing that trend, very much so. Mm-hmm. Actually, not vaguely, vividly.
Yeah.
And then I just remember like hearing it everywhere. Like every store that you can imagine mm-hmm. was playing Blinding Lights. You'd just be like, oh my God, there's Blinding Lights. No, yeah, the beginning, you could just hear it.
Yeah.
And then after Hours, funny. He released Dawn FM in 2022, which honestly, I think this was the album that like had me in a chokehold just mm-hmm. because of how it was like such an art piece.
Yeah.
And it was everything that he wanted to convey through that album, he was able to make us feel.
Yeah.
Which I think was like great. And we knew this was going to be a continuation of After Hours because I think by then he had mentioned that it was like going to be like a storyline. And like a story
trilogy?
Arc.
Yeah.
I think the trilogy might have been announced until after.
Okay.
Because it was once Dawn FM was released that he had posted like a post with like a question mark in like a black box when he was like, oh,
right.
It's a trilogy kind of thing.
Right.
And then he only recently, and I say recently because like this is like a couple weeks ago max, he released the title of his next album, which is still unreleased, which would make it his sixth studio album called Hurry Up Tomorrow, which is set to release in 2024. But artists these days can always push it. It could be 2025.
Yeah.
But hopefully sooner rather than later.
Praying.
But I said we have chosen to do Dawn FM today and talk about that album because that was like lore in our friendship.
It was actually like peak, like Lila Ollie, like, you know,
was it,
friendship.
Was it like, it was like, yeah, it was like end of first year, beginning of second year.
We honestly, right? Like, I don't know how many times I listened to that album.
It was a
lot.
Especially
with you. And
definitely
it's so
a lot.
Nostalgic.
Yeah. It was released January 7th of 2022 under synth pop and dance pop. And that's probably why we liked it a lot was because of the synth.
I'm a big synth fan.
You're a big synth fan. And you kind of got me back on that.
Mm-hmm.
It has 16 tracks in total with producers such as Swedish House Mafia, Max Martin, and Calvin Harris. I also vaguely remember him mentioning that, what was his name? The one who opened for him, it was Kay Tronada and...
Oh, I don't
remember. He was on the keyboard.
It's like his producer guy, is it not?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I want to mention him. He's really big, and I can't believe I'm forgetting him. The Weeknd producer. What's his name?
I want to say Joe, but...
No. Guys, I can't remember. Wait, The Weeknd. It's definitely in the Weeknd Vancouver poster. Because I remember he had changed it. Oh, it's totally right here. It's totally right here. Mike Dean.
Yes.
Big name Dean. In the production world.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then he had 1, 2, 3, 4 singles off on this album. Take My Breath, which was the first one released, I think early, like 2021. I think it was originally teased in the Olympics that he was going to release it, like the
mm-hmm.
Olympics, like I'm talking like Tokyo 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was Out of Time, Sacrifice, and then it wasn't until July of 2022, so months after he had already released the album, that he coined Less Than Zero a single.
Oh.
Because everyone was like, why wasn't Less Than Zero a single? Like, why this, why that? Because Less Than Zero is just such single, like single vibes, right?
Yeah.
I think he later released it as a single or coined it as a single. Because I remember also hearing it maybe once or twice on the radio, and I was like, that's crazy. Like, that's mm-hmm. fun. Love that song.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we've been yapping for a bit.
I know.
So maybe we should play a little bit of music just to kind of get the people in the vibe of what it is. I mean, knowing The Weeknd and knowing who he is and knowing how his music is, this man charts every single song.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the Canadian Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So we will be playing quite popular songs today, trying to mix it in with a little bit of his less known songs. But I thought it would be cool to start off with not playing How Do I Make You Love Me, Because that is the third song. So it's Don FM, Gasoline, then How Do I Make You Love Me. But playing like the end of How Do I Make You Love Me and hoping that my computer doesn't glitch out so that we can listen to the transition.
Ooh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what he's all about.
So I have it right here queued up. This is the end of How Do I Make You Love Me going into Take My Breath, and we'll listen to Take My Breath. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is The Weeknd with Take My Breath.
Take my breath. Are you someone in recovery? Someone struggling with addiction or disordered eating? Or are you simply curious to explore your relationship to alcohol, drugs, and other types of addictive behaviors? The UBC Student Recovery Community is a safe space to connect with others. The SRC provides many types of support, such as drop-in hours, recovery meetings, one-on-one support, and even has a dedicated recovery lounge. The SRC supports all pathways of recovery, from harm reduction to abstinence and everything in between. You can learn more at recovery_UBC on Instagram. And you can also contact the community at src.recovery@ubc.ca. Remember, you're not alone.
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is East Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. estudio.cafe.
All right, welcome back. You're CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was The Weeknd with Take My Breath, going in from How Do I Make You Love Me. It's a bit of a long song. I will say, though, the version I played is like the non-radio cut version, because usually radio stations like want to keep it short, and I wanted to play the long version, because it is a 5, almost 6 minute song, and they usually cut that little like instrumental break that he has, where it's just like production and electronic sounds.
Good,
but that's what I'm saying, like that's what it gets good, because like the vibe is just
gotta luxuriate in it a
bit. I mean, I know you had a couple thoughts about it, but like I'll let you kind of explore that with how it makes you feel.
Well, like what I said.
What you said.
Okay. Well, I think like this song particularly, it's obviously a little, it's got a ghostly vibe, you know, and I feel like that speaks a lot to like what the album is trying to you know, convey.
I feel like for me, whenever I think of the song, and I remember the first thing that I mentioned was that I wanted to hear the song at like a Halloween party, and it might be like the, because like the bass is obviously like it's very like prominent, but for me it's the, I don't even know what it is, I might be a synth, like a distorted synth, but it's like the and it's just like, it's just laid out perfectly, like spread like butter all over the song. And then when it comes to the instrumental, he cuts it out for a bit. And then he has it come back in after he does like the little riff, because he has like the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, which makes it feel very like universe, very like spatial, cosmic, right? And then he kind of like grounds us back into like this world that he's trying to like make and create with the little like do 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 do, and then he like brings in his vocals again. But something that I really wanted to talk about The Weeknd is this man's falsetto, because that's what he's known for. He's known for having a high-pitched voice, because not many men would sing in a falsetto voice, and that's why like when, even when he says like take my breath, I can't hit that note. I mean, I can't hit various notes, but like that's something that The Weeknd's known for, and that makes his like voice so unique, is that he can reach the falsetto. He does the falsettos, and that's also what makes his voice for some people very attractive. No, I'll say it. Like he can reach low notes, but he can also reach high notes. So his vocal range is quite varied.
Totally.
But like we can clearly see like this variety in his voice, especially in his like riffs and runs, like when he goes like, oh, or like whatever, and then oh, he yeah. like takes it down, and then after yeah. that he's like, he'll sing kind of along with the melody, and then he'll hit the high falsetto again and then drop again.
Yeah.
Which is just like
it spike the heart rate.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like usually we will feel a beat drop when it comes to the instruments. That's when you feel it the most. But he adds on the beat drop with his voice. Some people will just sing the lyrics, but he'll actually make the lyrics drop, kind of thing. If that makes sense. But yeah, I did want to talk about a little bit before we go into like the next song. I wanted to talk about the concert that we went to. Thankfully, it was so fun.
There always is one.
I remember when they announced he announced this concert. We were in your dorm room with your friend Bianca.
Oh, me!
And you were on the phone.
Oh my god!
With I don't know who. I think it might have been your someone.
I need to go.
I was going to say you were calling CIBC, but there'd be no reason why you were calling CIBC.
Yeah.
But we were hanging out in your room. It was kind of late night. It was like in November, maybe area-ish. Mm-hmm. And I opened my Instagram. I'm like, oh my God, this man's coming to Vancouver. And he's bringing Doja Cat.
Oh,
and God. I like freak out at Bianca. Bianca like half knows what's going on and like why I'm freaking out so much.
Yeah.
And then like I like show her my phone and like explain to her what's going on. And then she was like, oh my God. And I was like, all she heard was Doja Cat and she was sold.
Yeah.
And then we were like trying to tell you, but then you were like kind of busy. And then after we told you, you were like freaking out.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about like how much it would be, how cool it would be if he came. Mm-hmm. And then the fact that he was going to bring Doja Cat as his opener.
Oh my
God. Which is like the cherry on top.
It really was.
Unfortunately, as we all know, Miss Doja Cat had to get her tonsils removed for reasons that you can maybe blame on her own actions or for other reasons of vocal strain. We'll never know. She had to get them removed, which unfortunately meant that she canceled her opening acts for every single show that she had booked on the U.S. leg, U.S./Canada leg, which is super sad because I'm not going to lie, one of the reasons we hauled so much moolah we dropped bank was because we wanted to see Doja in this crazy way. We got like front row balcony tickets, so we had no one in front of us. So obviously they were a bit expensive, and then for her to cancel was a bit sad. But then he ended up announcing that he was going to bring Kate Trinata, which was like a nice mix. And then Mike Dean, which is like the person I couldn't remember his name. To be fair, loved Kate Trinata, didn't really know him that much. He's actually coming tomorrow to Vancouver.
Right.
Sorry, crazy thought.
Yeah, but shout out another Canadian artist.
Shout out another Canadian artist, Montreal. You're right. And then Mike Dean, I had a couple opinions on. It could have just been me, but I remember I told people for like weeks after. I was just like, yeah, like Kitchen Hall was great, super vibe, super fun. But Mike Dean was like, if you put a toddler in front of a piano and he was smoking a joint. Because he was smoking there.
Yeah, that's when I took my bathroom break.
Like. Yeah, that's when like we got up and we're like, should we go pee now? Like,
yeah.
Which was like a little bit, I don't know. It might have been some people's vibes. It could have just not been mine. Or maybe some people just meant to be producers more. I don't know. Again, I'm not a critic. I don't really have an opinion when it comes to that. But yeah, maybe just not exactly what I was expecting from a guy who is so talented and like behind all of these crazy music. And then the weekend came out and it was just crazy.
It was like an hour and a half, 2 hours of madness.
It was at least 2 hours, like 2 hours and a half or something. Yeah. But it was, his set was crazy. It had the skyline of Toronto and then in the back. And then he had this like ginormous inflatable moon in the front. And we got like the side view so we could like perfectly see everything and all the lights. And he came out and the one complaint I have, or actually that we all had collectively as Vancouverites, is the fact that he kept the dome closed. And this was, I kid you not, an August show. August 23rd. I remember the date.
During a heat wave,
he kept the dome closed. BC Place opens, but he kept it closed. It might have not actually been him. Fog machines running. And this man had pyrotechnics, as in like open flames.
I swear it seared my eyebrows.
we were sufficiently far, but when they would go up and they would turn on, you just felt like the heat, like just transcended into your body. Like you were just like
literally flamed.
I was just like, Everyone was way too hot. I remember wearing pants that day. I should have not worn pants that day. Yeah. But everyone was sweating. I'm pretty sure there was a lawsuit trying to go around there.
Yeah.
Surrounding the little heat situation, because apparently a lot of people were really thirsty, and then you have to pay for water. And I was like, how's that fair? Anyway, whatever. Mm-hmm. But concert overall, like during that time, I think it was like, if not the best concert I had been to. I mean, to be fair, I hadn't been to that many.
I still think it might be one of my favorites. Like, I listened to his like SoFi album, like still
album. Reminisce. Yeah. But yeah, it was definitely a lot of fun, and it was a great concert. But I do want to play another song before we move on to the next discussion that I have, that I just want to quickly talk about vinyl pressings and then go on to maybe our last song for the weekend. But I have chosen to play Best Friends, which I think is a little bit of an underrated song. Mm-hmm. I love that song.
Yeah.
And when he re-released it with a feature of Summer Walker, I was really just like, oh, we're in it for the long run. I mean, Summer Walker is a great artist, which I don't know if they might have collabed maybe long ago. I have no idea. But this is the first time I had ever seen them collab together. And it was just like, it was such a great mesh of artists, because they're both R&B, but they're both like, they're both romantic in the way that they sing. And so when you put like two romantic people together,
beautiful.
It's like game over, right? but anyway, we'll listen to Best Friends and then we'll come back, talk about it, and then wrap up a little bit about The Weeknd. But you're listening to CITR 101.9, and this is Best Friends by The Weeknd featuring Summer Walker.
You're my best friend now. Oh, I love it when we climb, and I will never burn you. I can never hurt you. If we do it like that, don't try to take it further. Focus on the friendship. Getting a little sidetracked, catching little feelings. Thought we had a reach, but thought you weren't like that. Yeah, I thought you weren't like that. Oh, friends no more. Sex as friends no more. Success friends no more. Friends no more. Ooh, friends no more. Success friends no more. You don't wanna have success friends no more. Oh, oh, what we got, baby, what we got is to go up in a pot of toxic love. It's all right. We're on the other side, you're too much already. Don't wanna fake it. If it wasn't for the heat of the moment, and if you wouldn't like that, then why'd you say you're right back? Friends no more, success friends no more. I don't wanna say just friends no more. Friends no more, friends no more. And tear it apart, I love you so, but if we can get close, you're my best friend now, you're my best friend now.
All right, welcome back. That was Best Friend by The Weeknd featuring Summer Walker. Great song. You kind of got to see how they mesh together and their voices just really complement each other. The definition of the song is what, Leela?
Well, to me, I would say it's the definition of a situationship.
Oh, I feel like to everyone is the definition of a situationship.
Yeah.
Or if you're just friends like that, like,
yeah.
Why not? Friends with Benz?
Oh.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this song already, when it was originally released, I thought it was a great song. Mm-hmm. And then just adding Summer Walker really just like gave it that other perspective.
Yeah, the emphasis.
Yeah,
on that
I would dynamic. Kind of give it like the same. It was like the same vibe of like when, I mean, this might just be like the Summer Walker effect, but when Daniel Caesar added Summer Walker to Always, mm-hmm. it was the other perspective of like yeah. this relationship kind of thing.
Totally.
So really complimented it, was great. And I also love how it's like very simple production. It's not crazy, like Take My Breath.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that like it has to be crazy, nor that it like shouldn't be crazy. But it's good to see a variety of different production forms in an album. Because then we don't get quote-unquote sick of it. Mm-hmm. We kind of get like a breath of fresh air before we go into like the next song, which after Best Friends is There Someone Else, which is a great song. But I quickly want to run through the track list just because I know I've briefed it over a little bit. But after Take My Breath, The Sacrifice, and then A Tale by Quincy. And then that is a great mesh into Out of Time. And then Here We Go Again featuring Tyler, the Creator, and then Best Friends. And then Is There Someone Else, Starry Eyes, Every Angel is Terrifying, Don't Break My Heart, I Heard You Were Married featuring Lil Wayne, and then Less Than Zero, and then finally wrapping it up with Phantom Regret by Jim. And Jim, yes, Jim Carrey, funny enough. But I wanted to quickly talk about the vinyls. There's quite a few pressings for this vinyl, for this album, actually. The one that we own is the Record Store Day. I don't know if it's an exclusive, but I think it's like first pressing, but like Record Store Day released on Black Friday. It's like this alternative cover of just like a sunset if it would be in like a galaxy. It doesn't really make sense because there's not exactly like a platform for there to be a sunset. It's just kind of like the sun shining. And then it simply says Dawn FM. Mm-hmm. The original cover for it is...
it's like his face.
Yes, it's his face. Yes, when he's older, yeah, like aged. And then he has a couple... other ones like collector's editions where it's like very like a robotic feel to it, very like Silver Surfer kind of vibe,
totally
in like a sunset, and then like these like double face kind of giving Gemini like a two-faced kind of vibe. And then I think that was and then there's the Target pressing. All these pressings were black, I'm pretty sure, except the Target pressing, which was kind of like the same vibe as like the Galaxy robotic kind of feel, but it was gray.
Yeah,
and I really
was it silver or gray?
Silver gray. It looks gray. It doesn't really shine like silver.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was kind of that, and those are kind of the vinyls that we have right now. I usually run through those quite briefly and just say which ones we have, but we share the same one. Mm-hmm. The next song I wanted to play is Less Than Zero, which is one of those songs that was not originally released as a single, but then later had really good publicity, which was re-released as a single. We'll play it, we'll come back, and then we'll play one more song that is a little surprise for everyone. I'm so excited. And then we'll wrap it up and say goodbye to Lila because she does have to go to class.
Yeah.
And then I'll take over for the last 15 minutes talking about the Canadian artist or our discovered artist of the week. It is CITR 101.9, and this is Less Than Zero by The Weeknd.
I'm
All right. I will be cutting that song a little bit short. I know it's a lot of fun and definitely very vibey, but I do want to make sure we have enough time to play the little surprise song that I have for you guys to wrap up the weekend for today. That does wrap up Dawn FM for us and our little opinions that we had behind the album. We've been meaning to do the weekend for a really, really long time. We were just unsure of how I was logistically going to do it. But yeah, that was the Lesson Zero. It's a great song. It's obviously about like trying to meet someone halfway when it comes to love. Mm-hmm. People say, I mean, even him, I think he hinted that the song was about Bella Hadid.
I feel like there's a lot of
is
like,
it Bella Hadid?
It's Bella. Bella. But there's lots of, like, there's like a voicemail thing.
Yeah, in the concert, he was like, what did he say? What did she say?
Hi, I miss you.
Yeah, right? Like, it's like, call me back. It's like, and then he just goes straight into it. He's like, ding, 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 ding. That's all I remember doing. It was just, it was crazy.
It was.
That wraps up Dawn FM for us today. But I do have a little bit of a surprise. Just released today, a couple hours ago, The Weeknd has started his new era for Hurry Up Tomorrow. And he released the first single called Dancing in the Flames. I have taken a listen to it already. It is a great song. And I hope you guys will enjoy it as much as I do. I'm going to play it right now so that we can get straight into the rest of the show. This is The Weeknd with Dancing in the Flames.
Lifestyle during midterms, finals, or anytime throughout the year? Then Freshii has you covered. Stop in today at Freshie on Westbrook Mall and order one burrito, salad, or bowl and get the second for free. Buy one, get one for free. Freshie on Westbrook Mall is your one-stop food as fuel choice for people on the move. Freshie. Eat. Energize.
Randophobic is best thought of as an introversal jukebox which has no concept of genre, style, political boundaries, or even space-time relevance. But it does know good sounds from bad. Lately, the program has been focused on Philip Random's All Vinyl Countdown plus Apocalypse, the 1111th greatest records you probably haven't heard. And we're not afraid of noise. Randophobic, every Saturday at 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, welcome back. That was The Weeknd with his newly released song, Dancing in the Flames. It is such a fun song. It is super 80s. The synth is super prominent. Everything is just so, so fun, so exciting. I love how it still has kind of like this dark feel to it, because like he's obviously singing about something that's a little bit sad, like, you know, dancing in the flames with someone that you love. But it's still like upbeat. You gotta love a song that's like has a deeper meaning but has like a crazily upbeat, happy tone to it, because it kind of just distracts you from like the actual lyric heaviness of it all. But yeah, that wraps up for The Weeknd. Thank you guys so much for sticking around. Leela has left already. She unfortunately could not say bye. She had a class to attend to, but I'm saying bye on her behalf. Obviously, it's always a pleasure to have Leela on our show to help me talk about, you know, music we love and music we share in common. Next up on the Discovered Artist, I know I usually say half, and it always happens when I love to talk about someone. I always like yap too much, and then we just end up talking less and less and less and less and less about the Discovered Artist by the Week. But I have someone who is somewhat similar to The Weeknd. It's very hard when it comes to The Weeknd because he has such a unique voice and, you know, dabbling and experimenting with falsetto range. But Black Atlas, who is our Discovered Artist of the Week, his name is actually Alexander Fleming, born March 19th, 1994, which makes him 30 years old, in Montreal, Quebec. So another Canadian. He dabbles in alternative R&B, and he's a singer-songwriter and model. He's actually modeled for Louis Vuitton, as well as Yves Saint Laurent, which is really cool. And he was previously actually signed to EXO Records. He no longer has that contract with them. I don't think there's any beef. I think he just doesn't have that contract with them anymore, which, if you don't remember, EXO Records is The Weeknd's record label. But anyway, I was going to say the reason why I think of him so much as in similar to The Weeknd is because he also dabbles in the falsetto range. We'll take a listen to one of his songs, and then I hope to get through the four songs that I wanted to get through. Come back, maybe talk about it quickly, maybe give my last opinions when we wrap up. But this is Do For Love by Black Atlas.
I do the most in a second, every minute, all the hours I'm good to go. Whether I don't know if I will even make it out alive. And guess that means it's the end. But if I'm going to extremes, tell me what you need from me. Cause you know that I'd go a little bit longer, a little bit higher. Yeah, I could be stronger for a little love. I go a little bit crazy, run after desire as far as it takes me for a little.
All right, welcome back. And that was Black Atlas with Do For Love. Great song. You can kind of see what I mean by the falsetto range that he likes to do. Very similar to The Weeknd, kind of very much like influence from it. That was from his album Dream Awake, which was released, I actually don't know what year it was released, 2020. So also similar time of like the After Hours kind of vibe. Great song. I actually really like it. It's very, production isn't too crazy, but obviously it still has a really prominent beat to it. He recently released in 2024, I think March, his new EP called I'll Meet You There. I'm going to play a couple songs off of that and then wrap up the show for today. I do want to mention that up next at noon, we have Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch, which is always a fun time with Dave. So definitely stick around and listen to that episode. The next song I want to play is Boulevard of Broken Hearts. I was going to say hands, but the song that I want to play after is In My Hands. Sorry about that. So you listen to CHR 101.9 FM, the last 5 minutes of the Scully, and this is Boulevard of Broken Hearts.
You've been dancing on my mind. Got me losing track of time. You know I can make it right. Yeah, I'll be over there tonight. You know we're only getting older. It's time I show you what a man can do.
That was about half of the song of Boulevard of Broken Hearts. I did want to cut it a little bit short just because we are almost running out of time for Discology today. But thank you so much, guys, for joining. Apologies for the little hiccup at the beginning of the episode. But thank you again so much for listening and tuning in to Discology. I will be here next week with a new episode, new artist, and new discovered artist of the week. So definitely stick around or follow me on my socials, _Discully_ to keep on updated about the things that I have going on with the radio show. To wrap up the episode, I want to play In My Hands, or whatever's left of our time, In My Hands by Black Atlas. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is In My Hands by Black Atlas.
Night after night, the lights flicker, dancing in the dark. Would you let it all fade away? Hold this in your mouth ever. You know we might never get to share a